sets an offense was passed up yesterday. How do you kind of get that into your players' heads not to pass up?
That's where we're – it's not a battle, but when you have skilled guys, the kind of margins that they work in are kind of looking for those skilled plays too much, and you certainly don't want to be screaming at them to shoot every puck. So there's a fine line in there, and there's a narrower band that we want to get to, the idea that everybody thinks they're a shooter all the time and then makes the decision not to be at the end. Not in reverse order, where we slow ourselves down to try to find a pass, to try to find a play, and what we end up doing is eliminating the opportunity to do either.
Paul, the Mulio-Sabiza combo, to me that looks like a combo that would have been really helpful to have at the beginning of the year. How do you assess the way they're
Yeah, so the constant there almost over our little stretch where we played some good hockey and won some games is Luca played very well with Anthony Beteta, and we like that an awful lot. And we think that Nathan's game is going to get improved and get faster and get more physical as he gets back into the rhythm of things. Luca's been real important on the penalty kill. And when he came in, our penalty kill started to get better. That was not by accident. So the truth, to be honest, we're still trying to find, is there a better chemistry, right? We've got two guys out of the lineup that we don't particularly like having out. There isn't a big separation from about five or six of those guys, so we'd like to get them back in, finding the right time to take a guy out so you're not hurting his confidence or missing out on an opportunity to build chemistry where you might get to something that you really like in a few more games. That's the challenge that we're facing now. There's options, right? There's opportunities. I haven't made a hard decision on that, but I am looking for the right time.
Can you walk us through the idea of bringing Spotchek in and what you've learned from him lately?
Each of the other two call-ups were positional. We needed a right winger after Gabriel Bork went down, and then we needed a left winger in that hole. So they came up by position. Spasic was the player whose name was always mentioned as the guy who's playing really well right now, but Gustafsson had been healthy. So now we're going out on an 8-day trip. We want to have an extra forward with us, but it's not a positional need. So we took the guy that had been going very well from the start of the year for them.
Four out of their last five games, Florida scored a lot of goals.
Yes.
Have you noticed anything specifically in that regard?
Well, I think simple and generic, they would be playing quite a bit faster of an offensive game than they have been in the past, right? They do have skill, and now it's starting to move together in the right ways. They're cleaner with an awful lot of the pucks that they have in terms of their breakouts and their counters and their regroups. So their game gets faster, and then they have a level of skill, much like our team, that can play at a high rate of speed, that can make those plays. So chances for and against are starting to tilt in their favor. So and when you can probably, I could name about four or five teams in the NHL that I would say if they had a 4-0 lead on you, you weren't coming back. Boston would be very close to the top of that list. So it's a pretty skilled group that can come back from that.